The Canadian diplomat Nuala Lawler and Kent Degerfelt of the European Union were labeled persona non grata on Thursday. The spokesman for Sudan's foreign ministry told the state news agency that the two had meddled in Sudan's affairs. On Friday, the Sudan Tribune website quoted a foreign ministry official as saying the two had been meeting with Sudanese opposition leaders. But Canada and the European Union say they were given no reason why the two were expelled. The Canadian foreign ministry says Lawler was standing up for freedom and democracy in Sudan. European Commission spokesman Ian Barber says Degerfelt was not even in the country when he was ordered out.
What we have is the letter of expulsion. There's no specific mention of meddling. It's also confirmed the head of delegation is not in Sudan at the moment. He was already in Europe. He's already in Europe on holiday. But that's one of the reasons why the Commission's very surprised by this. Contacts with the Sudanese authorities are ongoing.
The expulsions come at a delicate time. Late last month, the UN Security Council overcame Sudan's long-standing objections and approved a 26,000-strong peacekeeping force for Darfur, where some 200,000 people have been killed in 4 years of conflict. And envoys from the African Union and the United Nations have been trying to organize peace talks between the government and various rebel factions in Darfur. The envoys say they hope the talks will begin in October. In the United States, White House spokesman Gordon Jandro said he hoped the expulsions were not bids to derail the Darfur peace efforts. He said Sudan has a history of trying to thwart the will of the international community. Analysts said it was far too early to tell what exactly the Sudanese government's motivations were. Ender Burhan Georgis is the Africa Advocacy Director for the International Crisis Group.
In the absence of details, it's very difficult to speculate. I think we just have to see what the Sudanese explanation would be to the Europeans and the Canadians. If we're talking about the deployment of UNAMID, I don't know why the European Union and the Canada would be picked out of all the other members of the international community.
Canada has been an outspoken critic of the Sudanese government's actions in Darfur. In March, it contributed $48 million to support the African Union force currently stationed in the region. Nick Wadhams for VOA News, Nairobi.